We don't mind having pleasant, sweet, beautiful type of dreams that make us happy. But the reality is such, we also have nightmares, evil dreams, negative type of dreams. Some of these dreams are, in fact, very horrific, and it creates a lot of stress, tension, and make us so upset, make us so worried in life. Fear, tension, agony, all these arise because of dreams. I have come across many people who are terrified with dreams and come for looking for solution. In one of the cases, this lady happened to see that she is dead and lying on her own coffin. Early morning, on the way to work, she hurried to come to the temple and ask for blessing service. She's so terrified to see this, and she's so upset to see that her own dead body is lying in a coffin. Even though it is a dream, it is terrifying. It's not a joke. There was another case. This gentleman, he has got recurring dreams, and every now and then he dreamed that he was arrested by the police and imprisoned. So he was having this fear, always constant fear, whether it will really happen to him or not. And they have got so many questions. Why do we have such dreams? I'm a person who is living, abide by the law and order of this country. I don't do anything bad. I live according to the law and order of Singapore government. But why do I have such dreams? So these are the questions they have. And they're looking for answers. So you might have different types of such dreams that you make you unhappy and very upset. Some people, they go to the extent to get these dreams interpreted. They go to the mediums and to those people who can interpret the dreams. And sometimes they end up in big troubles and end up money. Because some of these people, they take it as a point, an opportunity to make money. So there are also such cases that I have come across. People who are being cheated because of their curiosity or fear to get these dreams interpreted. Now it is good for all of us to have some degree of understanding as Buddhists. Then we will behave in a wise way. Well, when do we dream? Actually, when do we dream? Most of the time we dream when we are asleep, but sometimes we also dream when we are awake. They're dreaming, isn't it so? Our mind is always wandering here and there and end up in hallucination, imagination. We have so much fear about uncertainty towards future. We dream about the future. We create stress, tension. We find the storm in teacup. And that is the common human nature. So while we are living and awake, also we dream. But we do not recognize them as a dream. What we literally recognize as a dream is those who appear in our mind when we are asleep. But actually, the same thing is happening while we are awake as well. Now, to understand the dreams, we also have to understand the sleep. Modern researchers have done quite a lot of experiments about the nature of the sleep. According to the modern research, they recognize we have four stages of sleep. In first stage, when we go to bed, our body become relaxed, muscles become relaxed, heartbeat, the respiratory becomes slower, and we enter to a kind of light sleep. And if this continues, then we go to the second stage. When you go to the second stage, it is said that our immune system starts to do its work of repairing damaged cells. Endocrine gland secretes those hormones and blood is sent to the muscles to recondition them. And researchers say that by that time we are completely asleep. Second stage. Then if it continues further, then the person will go to the third stage. It is said in this third stage, our metabolic level become very slow and low. And we are completely sleeping. And this can go to the fourth stage and final stage of sleep. What they recognize as delta sleep. But some strange things were happening at this stage, according to the researchers. They said that our eyes started to move back and forth. Rapid eye movement, REM, they call it. And then heart rate, heartbeats goes up, blood pressure goes up, our respiratory become very erratic, not regular. Brain activities increase. At the same time, our voluntary muscles become paralyzed. And they recognize this is the stage that we dream. And it's a body mechanism that our voluntary muscles become paralyzed, because in dreams we run and run and run, but actually we are not running. What will happen if we really run? So to prevent such things, it automatically our involuntary muscles become paralyzed. That is what they say. But this is the stage that many of the dreams occur. But this cycle can happen, these four stages can go again and again. So according to what they say, that even though we recognize it's one shot of sleep from the beginning to the end, actually it is a cycle. So first, second, third, and fourth stage, then you wake up and it started to go again and again. So during the night, you might have a lot of dreams, but only those dreams towards the end of the day, towards the dawn of the day, before you wake up, those are the dreams most of the time remain in our mind. So this is what the modern researchers say about our sleep and the dreams. Still, it is a question, why do we dream? What is the function of the dream? Nobody still can give a very good, reliable answer for this. There can be many answers, but not scientifically proved. I think many of you have heard about Sigmund Freud, one of very renowned European physician, Dr. Sigmund Freud. According to his view, dreams are nothing but emotional manifestation. Carl Jung, another popular figure, a psychologist, but according to his view, the dreams, they have something more than emotional manifestation. He believed that dreams have got some sort of message, a kind of prediction. Something might happen in the future, and such things can happen. So according to these two experts in the field, dreams can be very complicated, in fact. But what do the Buddhists think? Well, Buddha did not talk about the dreams. So if you want to think of the Buddhist views, we have to go through the Buddhist text, canonical and non-canonical text, and the Buddhist belief. By going through some of the texts available in canonical and post-canonical text, we can categorize Buddhist views on dreams into four major sections. First type of dreams, as we recognized earlier, while we are living here and now at daytime, we also have hallucination, speculation, imagination, what we label as sankhara, mental formations. Same mental formations can appear while we are in sleep. And these are the dreams that manifest as our emotions, as our imaginations. Suppose you are wishing to see someone who is dear and near to you. You have not met that person a long period. You wish to be with that person and spend some time, but that person is living somewhere else, and that person is not physically available. But all of a sudden, when you went to sleep, in your dream, you happen to see this person, and you happen to talk to this person, and spend time with this person. This is how your emotions come into your dreams. Suppose you quarrel with your boss in your office. You came home, you are very angry and very upset. Anyway, you went to sleep. In your dreams, you happen to see your boss met with an accident. Died. Something happened to him. So that is how your emotions relate to it. So these can be emotions. This is one of the category. The second category that we recognize from the Buddhist point of view, your own past memories. Because our mind also is storehouse of past memories. When it comes to past memories, not only this life, it can go beyond this life and past lives. Some of these recurring dreams, when we think of them, and it can go even beyond the death. In fact, today, in those Western countries where those hypnotherapy and the past life regression types of alternative medical treatments which are available, and they strongly believe in such things as well. But that is again according to Buddhist view also, because we Buddhist views, we also recognize the past memories. In some of the cases, you know, past memories can go life after life. So in that case, dreams can be related to our past memories, either in this life or past life. This is the second category of dreams that we can think of. Suppose your grandmother used to come to pick you up from kindergarten when you are a little girl or boy, but now she's dead and gone. Now after 50, 60 years later, you happen to see in your dream you are a little girl or boy and she still came and picked you up. This is your memory, past memories. Third category of the dreams that we can think from the Buddhist point of view, Buddhists believe that even dead relatives and friends sometimes can appear in our dream. They might want to communicate something. They may want to tell that they are happy and joyful, they are doing fine, nothing to worry. Or they may want to tell you that they need some help, spiritual help. But as I said, this is a belief. Buddha did not talk about this in any suttas. But this is a Buddhist belief. But this belief has got a root. According to Kuddaka Patha commentary, it is said the King Bimbisara offered the first monastery to the Buddha, Veluvana Monastery. Having offered this Veluvana Monastery to the Buddha, King was so happy and joyful, he went to his palace and after dinner he went to sleep. But when he was in his sleep, he happened to see some human beings who looked so miserable, poor, did not have any foods and drinks, and they are very unhappy, and they did not have anything, clothes or food, and they expressed their unhappiness, and they asked some help. Then the king went to the Buddha and repeated his dream. Then the Buddha said, "Well, these beings that you saw in your dreams, they are petas, departed ones of yours, your relatives in many lives. But they are unhappy because you did the great meritorious deed, but you did not share the merits." So he was instructed again to offer foods and drinks to the monks and do a dana ceremony and share the merits. And this is where, in Theravada Buddhist school, the sharing of merits with the departed ones origin. But this incident related to the King Bimbisara offering the monastery to the Buddha, and this incident is not a sutta, but it is also canonical text. It's not a particular sutta. Well, after the king offered dana to the Buddha and the monks and shared the merits, he had the second dream. And then these beings appear, smiling face and happy and joyful. And this is, again, as I said, is a Buddhist belief. Even today, we believe that some of our dead relatives can come and communicate. Got it? So this is the third type of dreams that we can categorize according to the Buddhist views. The fourth type of dreams, these are the dreams which are related to extra sense perception. These dreams are very rare. 99% of the dreams are created by our mind and belong to the first two categories and perhaps maybe to the third categories. But the fourth category of dreams are very rare. These are the dreams which is depicted as those will come true. Something related to future. Something might happen immediately or in dim distant future. These dreams are known as the dreams related to extra sense perception. We have one sutta which refers to these dreams. And here in Anguttara Nikaya, in this sutta, it is said the Bodhisattva, before he attained enlightenment, just before his achieving enlightenment, and in one night he had five dreams. I'm not going to talk about these five dreams. Those who are interested, you can read. These suttas are in Anguttara Nikaya, Numerical Discourses of the Buddha. And in these five dreams, and the dreams are interpreted to say that it is a dream related to the future achievements of the Buddha. And these dreams, they depict that Bodhisattva will attain supreme enlightenment And then his teaching will spread far and wide in the world, and the Buddhism will flourish in the world and become established as one of a very successful spiritual teachings. So there are five dreams related to it. Now these dreams are recognized in that sense, the fourth category, which will happen in the future. So this is found in the suttas. Now, other than that, we have a Jataka story. And this is also related to canonical text, which is the fifth book, Kuddaka Nikaya, under Jataka. The name of this is, the Jataka is Mahasupina Jataka. The incident is, the king Kosala, within one night, he had 16 dreams. 1-6. So, do you want to hear all the 16 dreams? So, I will tell you a few dreams, just to relate this to your knowledge, and then you might be able to interest, might be wanting to read this. Well, again, this is a Jataka story. According to this incident, King Kosala, he happened to have these 16 dreams. And in the morning, he was so terrified and so unhappy. His ministers and counselors came to the assembly and they asked, "Great king, did you have a nice sleep?" He said, "How can I have a nice sleep? I had 16 dreams." Then immediately the royal counselor, religious advisor, so if the Dhammakami committee has got any dreams, must summon this spiritual counselor and related these 16 dreams. And the Brahmin, they thought, this is a good idea. This is the time for us to make money. And they suggested, "Great king, your life is in danger. Your kingdom is in danger. But we can do something. We can rescue you. We must do a sacrificial puja." Means we must do a sacrificial of animals. So they suggested in the country, wherever cross junctions come across, in that cross junctions, you have to make an offering of an animal and then many other offerings. So they came out with a very big plan. So the king ordered his ministers and everybody to prepare for this great sacrifice. So thousands of animals from different breed, they are brought and tied into the pillars and they were ready to do this sacrifice. Queen Mallika, his queen, happened to hear this story and she went to the king and said, "Did you consult the greatest Brahmin?" They said, "Who is the greatest Brahmin?" "I already consulted my royal Brahmin." He said, "He is not the greatest one. The greatest one is the Buddha. You better go to him and ask. He will definitely know the answer." So the Queen Mallika was a devoted Buddhist. By that time, King was not a Buddhist. Later on, this is the incident, it is believed that King became a Buddhist. So the king went to the Buddha, and the Buddha interpreted these 16 dreams. These 16 dreams, according to the Buddha's views, as it is recorded in these texts, Buddha predicted, in time to come, there will be political, economical, social changes in the world. And these dreams depicted them, and there's nothing harm to you or to your kingdom. So I will point out a few dreams. One of the dreams that the king saw, he happened to saw the big cows suckle the milk from the young cows. And he was so, confused. Usually, the young cows suck the milk from mother cow. But this is opposite. Mother cow suck the milk from the baby cow or calf. So Buddha said, King, great king, don't worry. This is nothing to do with you or your life or kingdom. What happened in time to come, human beings, they will become more materialistic. And in time to come, it is possible societies become more materialistic and young generation will lose the respect towards the elder generations. And it is possible in time to come, the children will not take care of their mother or father or parents-in-law. They will take parents and parents-in-law as a burden to them. And then mother and father, they have to depend on their own child for survival. So because of that, what happened to the mother and father? Mother and father had to behave in a such a way which pleased their own daughter or own son. Why? If they do not behave in that way, they will not provide for mother and father. So simply he says that in time to come, because children will become more, the generations will become more materialist and they will lose their filial piety. And then the old generation become a burden to young generation. Well, what happened to the modern society today if you look at it? Nowadays, there are many people who do not want to get married. There are also people who are married but they don't want to have children. Still, there might be married couples, they want to have one or two kids. So, the older generation, population of old people is increasing. The generation of the young people are decreasing. So old folk can be a burden to the economy of the country. Last week, there was a front page in Straits Times, and this issue was addressed. In Singapore, we are also facing. In Japan, is one of the country that old folk is getting a burden to the economy. Well, I'm not trying to say that this is exactly happening, but this is what Buddha interpreted the stream according to this text. There's another incident, another dream. He happened to see that small frogs, tiny frogs, very, very tiny frogs, ran after the black, huge snakes and devoured them. So snakes were so terrified and they ran away. Opposite reaction. So usually snakes will come and devour the frogs. That happened the other way. So Buddha said, do not be scared. Nothing will happen to you. This also will happen in time to come. The society will change. 2,500 years back, the society was male dominant. So Buddha says in time to come, the men will lose their dignity. They will lose their sense control. And because of their own weak points, the ladies will come to the front line and they will say that the male dominant society will change. And it will change to the extent that the female will come to the front of the picture. Today, in 2,500 years back, when we talk about the political, economic, social aspects of the society or country is handled by the men. But today, we have women in political, economic, social, and other aspect. In every aspect, women are progressing. But the Buddha said, it can go to the extreme level that some women can control their husband in a such a way, in a very terrifying way, squeeze them to the extent. So they will be like, you know, small tiny frog, but very powerful. These dreams are very interesting and entertaining. You better read them. Well, I must say something about the monks also. There's another dream here recorded. It is said, the king happened to see rancid buttermilk was bartered for gold. Do you know what is rancid buttermilk? Cannot be drunk and very smelly, spoiled. So rancid buttermilk was bartered for gold. Then the Buddha said, do not worry, don't be scared. Nothing will happen to you or your kingdom. These dreams tell something will happen in dim distant future. In time to come, when my teaching is in waning, in the disappearance of Buddhism, in that age, monks will become corrupted. Monks will become so greedy. And the precious teachings that I teach to get rid of greed, they will use it to get more wealth. So the monks will teach the Dhamma in exchange of money, in exchange of material gain. They said, these monks who are very greedy, and they will change the Dhamma according to their taste. And they will praise the lay people, so the lay people will bring abundance wealth to their monastery. Got it? So, I think enough dreams, huh? Okay, something still has to say before I end up this. Most of the time, people, they misunderstand the dreams, they become terrified. In fact, some of these dreams have nothing to do as it is mentioned, and these are to do with your emotions, your past memories, and they may not specifically have something to do with what will happen to the future. So don't be terrified, don't be scared, and don't go to these dream interpreters and get into problems. But it is more safer to go to a temple and do a puja and ask the monks to do the blessing, so you not get counseling. That is more safer and proper way to do that, being a Buddhist, I would say. But go to a proper place. Well, sometimes in our dreams, in fact, there are many other things happening, and when we do not have right understanding, sometimes we will misunderstand them. What will happen when we are in dream? Many things are happening, in fact. One of the things is sleep paralysis. Have you experienced it? I experience it. Really terrifying. Sleep paralysis. What happens when you are fully asleep, but all of a sudden your body, or you wake up, your mind wake up, you are fully aware, but you cannot move anything of your body. So usually when we are very small monks, our teachers have taught us, when you feel fear, you must chant Itipiso Bhagava. So I try to chant with my loudest voice, but nothing come out. And I think I remain in this way maybe almost around 1 or 2 minutes, but for me it's like 1 whole hour. So I was thinking, a devil, a evil force, or a spirit has come and entered to my body and pushing me down. So it's something like that. Somebody is sitting on my body and pressing me down, and I cannot move at all. So this is, you know, at that stage I did not understand what is that. I was really thinking it is a kind of evil spirit. So even after wake up, I started chanting again and again. So, but today I understand this is in fact sleep paralysis. So there are such incidents. People simply, they get terrified and they go to these dream interpreters and get into bigger trouble. Sleep terror is another disorder. Sleep terror is in between the stage of sleep that some people get stuck. Some people, they get stuck and they wake up and jump down from the bed and start running here and there. And that is not because they were possessed by evil spirit. So we should not misunderstand. When I was young, my little brother had this habit. And my mother and father, they thought that he was possessed by spirit. So there were many occasions that they called some of those people who are expert in called the BOMO. So those BOMOs were asked to come and do some, but nothing helped. But this can be, I personally believe this is something related to this sleep terror, that is what I think. And what else do you do? Sleepwalk, correct? Sleepwalk has nothing, again, this is nothing to do with spirit possession. These are sleeping disorders. Meet your doctors, take proper medicine and precaution, you can get rid of them. What else do you do in your dream? You will grind your teeth. You will speak while you are sleeping. But if somebody were to speak, listen carefully. You might catch his secrets. So there are, as you know, the disorders which are related to sleep, and understand it in their proper way. And today, modern researchers have done wonderful work. So do not be deluded. Yet we also recognize the importance of the dreams from the Buddhist point of view as well.